Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, what it do, cyber world? It's your girl, Ash Brown, and this is the Ash Brown Uncensored Show. On this program, I talk a little bit about everything. It may be pop culture related. It may be Ash Brown related. You just got to stay tuned to see which I'm going to talk about, all right? And today, this is something that kind of fell on my spirit this morning and came to me in a dream. And it's so true. I saw this quote somewhere and it just kind of resonated with me to share with you guys today. And it was, just because you found your purpose, or just because you feel like you know exactly what you want to do, you know how exactly you want to achieve this goal, doesn't mean that heartache, trouble, struggle is over. A lot of the time it means that you better just hang tight and see what happens. Having that purpose or having that ideal on your heart is very big. It's very important. It's a very huge part of your story, but it doesn't mean that your story's over or it's going to be a straight line. It's going to be a linear journey to this goal of yours. You really don't know what that journey is going to look like. You really don't. It's important to still hold on to what that goal of yours is, what that life goal is, what that career goal is, what that family goal is. It's important to hold on to that because you're going to go through hell, high water, and a whole bunch of unnecessary stuff when you're trying to achieve that goal. And when that happens, don't let it discourage you. It's easy for us to just give up on something and be like, oh, you know what? That's just not for me. You know, it's too hard. Oh, it's such a struggle. That builds character. That's a part of your story. It's supposed to happen because it's helping to build you up into who you are meant to be. It's preparation for what you asked for. I'm not telling a story. I'm not making this up. I'm not pulling this up from my sky somewhere and just like making up stuff. No, I've lived it. I am living it. Every major thing that I wanted to do in my life, I was able to achieve it, but it wasn't without heartache. It wasn't without pain. It wasn't without loss. It wasn't without tears. It wasn't without struggle. But I will say that those things that tore me down and brought me to my knees, those things that really humbled me and put me in a situation to win eventually, it was hard at first. Everything and anything new, it's gonna be a challenge. If it's not, well, why are you doing it? What's the whole purpose of you doing it? So when you start that new job, when you move to that new city, when you start that new relationship, and it's less than rose petals at first, give it a chance. Give it a shot. Because everything at first, everything new at first, it's going to be challenging. It's going to be a whole bunch of hurdles that you've got to go through until you figure out how you should move next. And I'm not talking about unhealthy relationships, unhealthy work environments. You guys, I'm sure, are intelligent enough to know healthy from unhealthy. And when you're in a healthy and a good situation and you're still having those challenges, hold on. Hold on. because it's going to make the end goal even more sweet. It's going to make that goal even just more special for you. It's going to be something that you never even knew would be. It's going to be way better than what you thought it was. You're going to have to go through a whole bunch of stuff, and it's going to be so much better than what you thought that it was. And guess what? You will have achieved the thing that you set out to do, the thing that was on your heart, the thing that fell on your spirit. Just hold on. Know that those hard parts, that's a part of the journey. Embrace them. Don't be downtrodden by it. Accept it for what it is. It's going to be a whole bunch of hills and valleys in your journey. It's not going to be a linear situation. And don't let social media fool you. A lot of times people will sit up there and judge the social media that they see. And, oh my gosh, well, this person just, you know, they went and took this class and then their life was amazing. They made like $6,000 a month after they took this class and it taught them all these different skills. There is so much more than that to life. My mama always told me, she said, Ashley, nothing in life is free. Nothing. Even when they say that it's free, guess what? You're going to have to pay taxes on it. Nothing is free. And nothing in life is easy. Nothing. I'm telling y'all, it's just when people come to me sometimes and they say, oh my gosh, Ash, you know, you've done this, you've done that. Oh my gosh, your life is just so easy. It's just so, I'm like, how is my life easy? You don't know. You've seen what I've posted on social media. And that just goes to show how people are desensitized to reality sometimes. Because just because of what I post on social media doesn't say anything about the inner workings of my life. I purposely do that. I don't post about my personal dealings in life on social media purposely. It's nobody's business. None. So people try to draw conclusions from my post and things of that nature. Well, good luck, because nothing that I post has anything to do with what I'm dealing with in life currently. None of my personal dealings, just nothing. So you never know someone's struggle until you ask them. And I've got encyclopedias full of all of my, you know, a little bit about my journey along the way to get here. To be able to talk to you guys and to have listeners all around the world is amazing. I never imagined that. I never thought about it. It never was something that came to me. Like radio. When I graduated from school and I moved back to Atlanta, I thought I was going to work for one of the big stations in Atlanta. That was my goal. That was my journey. And Atlanta didn't want me. I didn't have anyone to vouch for me. I didn't have an easy in. And it was immediate rejection. And I was crushed because as I was going through school and I was getting all this experience and I was getting referrals and I was getting my demo and I was getting my resume together and I'm getting ready to graduate, I never considered the amount of rejection that I would get. Never. It never even entered my mind because I said, you know what? With all this that I'm bringing to the table, they're going to have to give me a job. They're going to have to hire me. They're going to love me. It's going to be amazing. Not so much. Not so much. Now, eventually, I did connect with an online company that allowed me to sharpen my skills. they had their own agenda as well. And they used me. But at the same token, I gained a lot of skills from it. When I left that company, I figured I'm not going to do anything with media. This is not my calling. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want anything to do with media. That's it for me. And slowly but surely, media came calling for me. I got so many requests from people to host their events. I got so many requests to start up a new podcast show. I had to pinch myself. I was like, is this for real? Is this really happening? Because if I had gotten on with mainstream media in Atlanta, I probably wouldn't be talking to y'all right now. Because I know a lot of people that made it into Atlanta radio that are either A, no longer in it and moved off to Amish land, true story, or B, are still in it but are miserable. Yeah, they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars, but they had to sell their soul. And those are two places that I just never wanted to be at. So at the end of it, that rejection was for protection. But guess what? It's also a part of my story. It was hard. I'm not going to sit up here and act like, oh my gosh, I didn't get a job. And then I found something else to do. And it was rough. Because I honestly kind of start to feel like, you know what, maybe this is God's way of telling me I'm not supposed to be in radio. I'm not supposed to be in media at all. Maybe that's what it was. And the minute that I turned my back on it, it came chasing after me in ways that I never imagined. Never. So understand that these disappointments that happen to you, they serve a purpose. You may not be able to see that purpose right here and now and right, then, but they all serve a purpose. Don't forget that. Don't forget it. Don't let it, because it's easy for me to say, don't let it discourage you, because I was discouraged. I was discouraged for many years and I tried to turn my back on it. But when something is for you, you won't be able to ignore it. You won't be able to turn from it. Because it's going to keep on manifesting in your life. And you have to make the choice. Am I going to do this thing? Am I going to do this? Or am I going to try something else? Or am I going to do... You have the choice. But one thing that I definitely didn't want to do is have any regrets. And I don't. In all honesty, 23-year-old me that was just so just gung-ho about working in Atlanta radio and putting my resume out and mailing my demo every week and spending out money that I didn't have, in all honesty, doing that. I am glad it didn't work out in Atlanta radio. It seemed like the dream at the time. It seemed like the dream in that moment, and it just, was a very linear plan for my life. But in all honesty, what I've learned about the industry since, I'm glad it didn't work out. That was a godsend that it didn't work out. And again, I may not be talking to y'all right now. If it had worked out and I got into radio, I probably wouldn't be doing this podcast. I probably wouldn't be doing the Ash Said It show. I probably wouldn't be doing anything like that because I would be so turned off to it. There's so much more politics that goes into it. There's so much extra stuff that goes into Atlanta radio. Any radio station, any market. There's a lot more that goes into it than meets the eye. I'll say that. But, yeah, keep pushing forward. No matter what, I love you guys. Thank you so much for everything. All the downloads, the shares, the cares makes a huge difference. And have a wonderful, productive, prosperous, purposeful week. Have a wonderful week, you guys. I love you. Thank you for supporting me in every different thing that I've done. It makes a huge difference. And I just thank you guys for all of your love, all of your support. I feel it. I sense it. And it powers me. Thank you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.